Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jeffrey Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Why does the Obama and the Hillary and the rest of that crowd want to flood our country with immigrants from Syria, knowing full well, admitting that terrorists are expected to ride in on the flood? Ed Erler of Hillsdale College thinks it's a misguided blind commitment to the liberal ideology of diversity. The real test of their values commitment is to put diversity before security. In other words, they prove to the world their commitment to diversity by willingly exposing our nation to terrorists. They've forgotten the old adage, charity begins at home. But I'm not one that trusts the altruism of the liberals, at least not those in love with power, like the Obama and the Hillary. Could it be that the terrorists, with their anti-Christian jihad, can prove useful? Wiping out those pestilent Bible-thumping Christians, you know? Perhaps they intend that some jihadis will come in to help them with their planned coup. You know, I understand, by the way, that plans for a coup and a counter-coup are already in play in this election. You will not believe what has been discovered in the emails found on the Wiener's laptop and desktop computers seized in the sexting case going on against Anthony Wiener and his involvement with underage children. He checked into a sexual addictions rehab center. Most think it's a legal dodge. But back to what they found on the Wiener's computer. When you hear this, even the most diehard Clinton hater is going to be shocked. Well, many are just going to say, nothing surprises me coming from this crowd. Only, look, believe me, you will want to have your barf bag ready because what Hilarity has been up to, it appears, is truly gut-wrenching. Yeah, Bill too, by the way, and even Huma. It might give us insight into why Hillary blew off the rape of CBS journalist Lara Logan a while back, who was beaten and assaulted by 200 Muslim men in Cairo in 2011. And that's while Hillary was Secretary of State. Never heard of that one, huh? Shades of what they have in mind for America? I mean, the 200 Muslimmen who terrorized that American reporter in Cairo back in 2011 when one of the Obamas and the Hillary's favorites, Mubarak, was running the show there. You see, you must uphold your commitment to liberal ideal of democracy, even if it means looking the other way when 200 Muslimmen beat and rape an American, or rather, the pretension of democracy. Hiding the real agenda. What, revival of the Ottoman Empire? It won't be the first time Islamic warriors, then called raiders, today called jihadis, took advantage of weakened Christian nations, a.k.a. the Byzantium Empire of yore, to expand their dominion. Will fraud determine this election? I've been saying Trump has to be up in the polls by 10 or more to win by 2 points. And I heard just a few minutes ago from my wife that he's up by 10 right now. Okay. Truth is, it's anyone's guess how much the Democrat voter fraud network has succeeded at setting up the rigging for this election. But I guesstimated at about 7 to 12%. A few states are already getting back more ballots than they sent out. Yeah, they're already getting stories of 140% and 120% voting in some precincts. And this with record numbers of early voting. There's great concern about computers being rigged for vote shaving. Beverly Harris is a well-respected expert on the issue of voter fraud, a liberal, by the way, and she has blown this wide open. It's real, and hey, wait a minute, this is ramp up, so wait for it, wait for it. And then, of course, I'll give you an update on my prayer and fasting vigil for America, and much thanks to those of you who texted or emailed to say you would join me for a meal or a day or more. A few, by the way, not many takers on the call to prayer and fasting. You know, I've noticed if I ask, hey, say a prayer, well, I'll get hundreds of responses. Yeah. I'll say a little lay me down to sleep prayer, but serious intercessory prayer and fasting, not so much. A bunch of sissies. I'm just teasing. Folks, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth
served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Who is Doug Hagman? The Hagman and Hagman Report is hosted by Douglas Hagman and his son. Doug is, quote, founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and a multi-state licensed private investigative agency. Doug began using his investigative skills and training to fight terrorism and increase public awareness through his website, end quote. He has an interesting email address, director@homelandsecurityus.com. I think it's a little bit weird. Sounds somewhat ostentatious. Sounds like he's posing as having a connection to Homeland Security. If he does, that's even weirder. And this is BCC to letters@candidatefreepress.com, so he's associated with that group. Also, he has been co-opted by PSYOP agents before. At least that is how he explained his misinformation about a threat of nuclear attack from Iran that was supposed to happen August 22nd. Okay, so his intel cannot be taken at face value all the time. Of course, that's true of everybody out there, including MSM and everyone else. On the other hand, it is unarguable that Mr. Hagman's information is very often a step or two ahead of what comes out in the MSM or the alternative media. And for that reason, he has garnered a significant amount of attention. Alex Jones likes him. Recently, the Drudge Report red-tagged a report from him on voter fraud and on these recent revelations from Wiener's computers. So all of that in the interest of full disclosure. It should be further noted that he is unequivocally on our side on all concerns, and he gives a clear testimony of faith. And if we afford him the appropriate benefit of doubt, since his information has been verified many times and the few occasions, and I found only one that was proved where he was way off, he explained that his source fed him misinformation. Well, I think we should listen to what he has to say. There are guys out there, you know, at work to discredit truth seekers, so... Like Drudge and some others, I found this report particularly astounding, and for its verification, we will simply have to wait and see. Although much of it has been verified already, Mr. Hagman's source, which has had a long run now of being verified as bona fide, for example, Hagman broke the news that the devices used in the earlier investigation had not been destroyed, as we were told, but were being kept by some agents, and that Wiener's devices seized in the ongoing investigation into his pedophile activity actually contained a great many of Hillary's emails. Well, this same source gave him some inside scoop on what's going down with the reopening of Hillary's email gate investigation and what they found on Wiener's devices, actually his laptop and the family desktop, Huma's computer. You remember Huma Abedin, right? His wife, who's in the process of divorcing him, who is now living with her mother at present, and the mother who has been the chair of an organization connected to the Muslim Brotherhood that wants to impose Sharia law in Egypt and throughout the West. But anyway, so what did they find? Well, there was classified top secret information on the computers. I guess Wiener was copying these and keeping them. And this is bad. But it actually gets worse. This sort of thing was found on the other computers taken during the earlier investigation of Hillary's use of private server, right, as Secretary of State. But Comey was pressured by someone to call off that investigation, right? And he has had a near revolt on his hands with stacks of resignations on his desk and an uprising among the faithful in the FBI. And there are many, by the way, some so faithful, they refused to allow the evidence to be destroyed, which would normally be done when an investigation was closed. But anyway, from the Wiener's devices, his laptop and his and Huma's desktop computers, they found more classified top secret emails sent from Hillary. But it gets worse. Because it was discovered that 5 foreign countries, some unfriendly to the United States, got into those emails. And even worse, it's been shown that some of these emails were purposely sent to Qatar and Saudi Arabia, illegally, I should say treasonously. Did Huma send these to Saudi Arabia without Hillary's knowledge? That's going to be the spin if it comes out. But the connecting link is payola for Hillary. And believe it or not, it gets worse. Emails on sex pervert Anthony Weiner's laptop and on Huma's and Anthony's desktop reveal that Bill and Hillary, sometimes together and sometimes separately, used billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's jet, euphemistically called the Lolita Express, to travel to an island where Epstein runs a sort of fantasy island for perverts, where older men and women go to have sex with younger underage children. Pedophilia. Can you believe it? Unreal. Anyway, according to the scuttlebutt running amok out there, the emails on Wiener's devices show Hillary, Bill, and Huma are connected in various degrees to sex slave trafficking. That's the scuttlebutt out there, with a twist of blackmailing thrown into the mix. Unreal. Maybe that's why hilarity has been so tense lately. According to a report from someone who watched it, one of the crew at NBC, Hillary, went off the rails on Matt Lauer back on the September 7th Commander-in-Chief Forum. Matt Lauer went off script and asked Hillary a rather pointed question about the FBI investigation into her unsecured emails. They noticed that Hillary was, shall we say, displeased. Then, this report from the observer of the event in an email, according to an NBC associate producer of the forum, as soon as Clinton got off the set, she exploded. Hillary proceeded to pick up a full glass of water and throw it at the face of her assistant, and the screaming started, end quote. Now, the employee of Comcast here, which is the parent company of NBC, who wrote this email, went on to describe what happened. Quote, she was in a full meltdown and no one on her staff dared speak with her. She went kind of manic and didn't have any control over herself at that point. How these people work with this woman is amazing to me. She really didn't seem to care who heard any of it. You really had to see this to believe it. She came apart, literally unglued. She is the most foul-mouthed woman I've ever heard. And that voice at screech level? Awful. She screamed she'd get that bleeping Lauer fired for this. And then referring to Donald Trump, Clinton said, if that bleeping bleep wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished. And if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up. Isn't she lovely? I understand that her, quote, dozen or more aides were visibly disturbed and tried to calm her down when she started shaking uncontrollably as she screamed to get an executive at Comcast, the parent company of NBC Universal, on the phone. Then, two rather large aides grabbed her and helped her walk to her car, end quote. And as I'm sure you noticed, quote, Matt Lauer was massively criticized for the rest of that week on air by the Clinton campaign and the rest of the MSM as having conducted an unfair and partisan attack on Clinton, end quote. Yeah, ask her a simple question and it's a partisan attack. Hey, Hillary, be sure your sins will find you out. By the way, I did not mean to imply this meltdown described here was triggered by the news that Comey had reopened the investigation due to revelations into her activities obtained from Wiener's laptop and desktop. But these revelations do, perhaps, help us understand what Clinton had on her mind when Matt Lauer probed her conscience with a question about her missing emails. What was she trying to hide? Perhaps we're getting ready to find out. We can only imagine what abuse her aides are taking now. Wow. I think Huma and Anthony had better be watching their sixes. Folks, I don't have the kind of evidence I would call positive proof for this, but I mean, about the part of about Hillary and Bill and Huma and Wiener being involved in a sex slaves business. But by the way, the story is that this was used to get blackmail power over various political friends and foes. And we do know about Hillary's friendship with a Saudi official who's a known pedophile. And anyway, I'll stop there. But wow, maybe Wayne Allyn Root is right. Hillary's only play here is to beg Donald to promise her a pardon if she concedes the election now. What do you think? Would the Donald go for that deal? Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Freely you have received, freely give. We don't charge for the Brain Massage Show, but that doesn't mean we don't have to pay to air them on the radio. Many have asked if they can help. Thank you. If you'd like to join them, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Any amount is welcome.
Lighthouses have inspired our best songwriters, poets, and painters. They symbolize faithfulness, bravery, truth. Many families are like ships adrift in a troubled sea. A recent study showed that our teens prefer the traditional stable two-parent family modeled by Ozzy and Harriet in the 50s to the bizarre, dysfunctional family modeled by Ozzy Osbourne. But they have little hope in their marriages will last. The dominant influences in their lives reinforce the message of moral ambivalence that has destroyed so many families in America. Our peer-sensitive kids are constantly barraged by messages of disdain for Christianity. And yet, it is in Christianity that our families can find the help and support they need to achieve the family stability they desire. But there is a lighthouse for the family, shining the light of truth, piercing the darkness of deceit that has settled over our land. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Go to santamarialighthouse.org. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedaravia Road, Santa Maria.
Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about two, to blow your mind. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Will fraud determine this election? I've been begging God to bring this problem out, and for all Trump's faults, he has certainly been willing to use his national presence and platform to focus the attention of this nation on important issues, like illegal immigration and now this voter fraud issue. But here's someone who's been working on this for a long time. Now, Beverly Harris identifies as a liberal, by the way, but she doesn't count as voter fraud, I'll tell you. She has committed her life to investigating it and exposing it, and has recently completed an investigation into voter shaving. Now, it's proved this can be done, and it's been admitted that it is being done. Now, no more guessing or suspecting. It's a documentable fact that Soros owned, that's a few organizations removed, you know how he does it. But a Soros-owned company, Diebold, has vote-shaving software in their voting machines. Now, the way this works, as I understand it, that at the tabulation sites, where all the votes are sent for tabulation, they set the computer to put a ceiling on what percentage of votes this or that candidate or this or that issue can receive. And then what the computer does is it computes the votes that are actually received as counted, but as fractionalized, so that, for example, each vote is worth a fraction of one. To offer a simple illustration, let's say it was organized so that each vote only got the value of 1/4 of a vote. And that would mean that it would take 4 votes to tabulate as 1 vote for the candidate. And this way, they can fine-tune any election they want to get exactly the results they want. And being clever little devils, they, of course, avoid any wild shifts. So it only works well for those races that are relatively close. You know, like what we expect with the Donald and the Hilda Beast. So, will they get away with it? Looks like the cockroaches are going to have to scurry away because the lights are on. Okay, folks, I'm in the fourth day of an extended absolute fast. It means no food, no water. It is encouraging that some of you are joining me in this fast. I am fasting and praying for America, particularly about this transition of power. I agree with many who see this as the most dangerous transition of power ever in our history, the most vulnerable to all sorts of problems with voter fraud issue and the dismissive attitude toward the Constitution and rule of law that has been displayed by so many in power today, a la Obama. Many are anxiously awaiting some move by Obama and company, whereby he'll delay the election or otherwise mess with it so he can stay in power, or so Hillary is assured to be given the power. Now, I've never seen the electorate so tense. And I mean, this is on so many levels. The quality of the candidates, or the lack thereof, certainly contributes to this anxiety, along with the state of the union. Racial tensions have never been higher. The threat of Islamic terrorism, heightened by the Obama-Hillary plan to indiscriminately throw open the floodgates to Syrian refugees. So the point is, friend, get real. This situation in America today, I can't go through all the things you already know. It's an absolute disaster. This situation is not going to be fixed by any candidate, not by Trump, and certainly not by Hillary. Folks, these are God-sized problems. And we better get that straight. But many, even among my own beloved compatriots, have Asa dysfunction. Yeah. You know the story of Asa. If you don't, let me tell you about it. 2 Chronicles 16, and verse 7. At that time, Hanani, the seer, which is like a prophet or a preacher, to Asa, king of Judah, said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, Therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. And then Asa had a national security threat against his country that went way beyond his ability to address. And he needed God, but didn't turn to God. It so overwhelmed him, he decided to turn to Ben-Hadad, really an enemy, and ask him to assist him against Baasha. Anyway, he turned, as it were, to the world for help, and to, say, leaned on his own understanding and on pragmatism, rather than on God. And God rebuked him, and then Asa got real angry, and God reminded Asa that he had helped him before against an even greater army, and reminded him of God's promise, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. And Asa got so ticked off, he decided to oppress the messenger. Yeah, punish the messenger. That's a good idea. Later, he got a disease in his feet, and rather than seek the Lord, well, he sought unto the physicians, and that was the end of it. God took him out. Now, this business of leaning on your own understanding and not simply just doing what is right by the Bible, trusting God for the outcome, I'm telling you, it's going to get us into big trouble. And so that's why I'm fasting and praying. That's why I'm turning wholly to God for help in this situation. You see, Jesus said certain kinds of devils can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Now, there is no question at all in my mind, but that devils of that kind are holding strategic areas of control in our government right now. In the White House, for sure, in Congress, in many places, in the judiciary among many seats. I am convinced Hillary is under the power of the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. So there. And I'm praying that the dark powers that have protected her from accountability for her crimes will be broken, will be removed. Been doing that for a while, and I'm really earnest on it in this prayer and fasting vigil. I'm praying Trump will have his eyes open to the reality of God and that he will humble himself under the hand of the Almighty. There are small signs of this, but who knows if he's just deal-making. We'll see. Pence is there, and he is an authentic Christian. I pray he will be able to show Trump the way to Christ, that he will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, like our founders did. And I'm praying for our kids. Did you know that now suicide is the number two killer of our children, ages 10 to 14. Accidents and then suicide. You'd be kidding me. The number two killer. What is driving this? It increased 135% between 2001 and 2014, according to CDC. Hillary implicated in sex slave trafficking involving underage children, and now this. It's overwhelming. If you don't think gender confusion is not driving some of this, you don't get it. Friend, this cultural revolution that's going on is killing our kids. You know what? Did you know that worldwide, HIV/AIDS is the number two killer of children ages 10 to 19, according to the WHO? So you pray for me as I continue my extended fast. I'm not sure when I'll break the fast. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know when. It will be when I'm comfortable that God has heard my petitions, that I have sought and found the face of God in all this. You know, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, all right? According to the Bible, we humble our soul by fasting, Psalm 35:13. In every great calamity in the past, God's people humbled themselves by prayer and fasting to seek God's forgiveness and favor several times during the Revolutionary War, by the way. As you know, I believe God directed me to Amos 7, and during my fast, it is interesting. I can't go into that. I don't think you'll really, it would take too much time, and I don't think you'll understand it. But listen, let me tell you that God worked mightily in my prayer time as I worked through Amos 7. As I begged God for mercy, for forgiveness, that he would not deliver us to the evil of total economic collapse from which America could not recover, and that would be general, applicable to all, and from the judgment of fire that would consume us in destruction of violence and lust, but that he would repent of these evils. And then I prayed through the third judgment. And this calls for a cleansing of his house, followed by a thorough cleansing of the house of government. Now, this is something I believe God could do, of course, no matter who's president. And I think he's ready to do it, by the way, because more important than who is president is who is God. Now, you get that right first, and other things fall into place. You need to obey the book. Now, I'm concerned that so few of you called or texted to let me know you plan to fast and pray with me. Not to say I'm not grateful for the 10 or more that did, but I wonder why. Busy, I guess. When Jesus was asked why his disciples did not fast, he explained that while he was with them, they couldn't. But he said, when I'm gone away, they will fast in those days. And in case you didn't notice, Acts chapter 1, hey, he's gone on to heaven now. He's on the right hand throne of God. I guess he wasn't thinking about you when he said that. Some are uncomfortable with letting others know they're fasting. I understand that. And, of course, we're not supposed to boast about it or attempt to put it on display as if it says something about how holy we are. Granted. But it's not true that you're not supposed to let others know you're fasting. The Bible specifically tells you to let your wife know. You tell Esther that. Explain to her how brain dead it was for her to call the whole nation to fast 3 days during a national tragedy. She should have sent out a private email on that one. This nation is about to be cast into hell, and I'm calling on God-fearing patriots to fast and pray. And besides, when the church at Antioch were fasting and praying together, they kind of like knew that their fellow church members were fasting together, if you know what I mean. Look, you misunderstand Jesus' meaning in Matthew 5. In my little book, The Kingdom Power by Prayer and Fasting, I go into this in great detail in the chapter Secret Fast. And I don't have time to go into it right here other than to say you're making a mistake. I visited with the Lord at Amos 7 and Isaiah 58. And from Isaiah 58, I'm fasting that the oppression that is rising in this country will be broken, that the spirit of liberty, which is the spirit of Christ, will rise again in our land, that the truth will be taken up out of the street and set back on its pillar and ground, which is the church, that the poor will no longer be used as political pawns by the politicians, but they'll get real help. I mean, you've got organizations like Salvation Army that deserve your support, where something like 90% or more of what you give them gets to the needy. Whereas these wicked government programs only serve to deepen the poverty of the poor and make them slaves. You know, like kept animals in the government zoo. I'm praying for a revival among God's people. I'm praying that the high places of Isaac will be desolate and the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste, as Amos 7 says. The true Christians that are tangled up in churches that are more social clubs than churches, that do not abide by the word of God, but go according to their own ways, and they go down to Egypt, the world, for help. I'm praying true believers will hear the shepherd's call to come out of those places before they're laid waste and before they're made desolate, praying for that judgment which begins in the house of God, as Peter said, must happen. And that's a revival, by the way. And this will be followed by a sword that God will send into the house of government, purging it of these wicked and unreasonable men and women. And that's what we need. This is my fast and my prayer. We have a few days left before the election. You've got time to jump in on this. Let me know if you'll do it. And it would be encouraging, because God providentially worked to bring Amos 7 to my mind and to my heart and commune with me, I believe, in those verses in a powerful way. I think there is still hope for America. Besides, folks, a little lighter tone, miracles are possible. The Cubs won. So anyway, but seriously, God is our only refuge from the coming storm and our only hope to survive and our best hope for a resurgence of God-fearing patriotism in our land. Now, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call and let me know you see they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. Leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. A free call to anyone within the continental United States, from outside the country, or for those who prefer it. You can email me by going to the website, thebrainmassageshow.com. Again, thebrainmassageshow.com, all one word, lowercase, you know the drill. And you'll find there a place to send me an email. If you're in a hurry, when you call, just say lights on, lights off, or I'm fasting, or I will fast, and then hang up. But if you will, please leave a message for me. I'd love to hear from my listeners, whether it's positive or negative. Either way, God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.